Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm just going to be talking you through some of the native search functionality you have for a data sheet. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section website and download Access 2013 DB43 and open that one up. Okay, so let us enable if we can. Okay, so let's take a look at guests, which is the new form we have. And we're just going to have a look at some of the search functionality you've got. So some of the most basic stuff you can do in terms of searching is using this search box down here, which is part of the navigation buttons option on the property sheet. So if I want to look up, for example, Nicholas, I can tap in here, Nicholas, and it actually automatically finds it anyway. And if you press return, it's jumped over here to the next one and there are no more. So if I click there, click back in there, press return, it'll find the first one. Every time you press return, it'll find the next one, which is actually really good search functionality. Next thing you can do is you've got these little arrows pointing down here and you can click on them and this box appears. Disappears if you move it. Apart from sorting, which we're not really covering, you can. This basically lists all of the names in a column, all of the data in a column, but distinctly. So it's just one individual name. So for example, the name Hannah might be. It isn't, but it might be repeated 10 times, but it'll only show it once. And you can click here so that all of these are unticked. And then, for example, with Nicholas, you can click there, press OK, and it will filter down to Nicholas. And the other thing worth noting is that they are clearly all in alphabetical order. Something else you can do with this down arrow is you can go to text filters and you can use these text filters. So we could say equals, and then if I put in equals Nicholas, or Nicholas, I get this because it's found an exact match. Let's see what happens if we put equals just Nick. Nothing. Because when you use equals, it has to be what's called an exact match. So if we want to look for just three letters within the name, like NIK, we can say contains. Then we can say NIK, and it still doesn't return Nicholas, which is an interesting thing. Okay, let's try that again. Text filters, contains, NIK. Yeah, so then we get Nicholas. Nicholas. Okay, what else can we do? Does not contain, ends with, does not end with, does not begin with, begins with. Alright, let's go for everything that begins with, what do we want? Well, T. So it'll bring us Tracy. I mean, these filters are laid out in such a way it's kind of obvious what they actually do. Let's just have a look at does not equal. So does not equal Nicholas. So this is like a filter where it will look for everything that isn't equal to this, so it should actually only remove the one record. Okay, so that's the basic searches on the down arrow, and we've covered this search box here. The other thing you can do, if you go up and go to the home tab of the ribbon, is you've got some search functionality here under find. So let's say I'm looking for, Hilton. I can go find, and then tap in Hilton, find next, and that essentially does the same thing as the search box down here. A key point, if I'm looking for Hill, find next. Oh, it has found it. Oh yeah, that's because of this. Okay, where it says match here, you've got whole field, any part of field, or start field. If you go whole field and then go find next, it won't find it. So if you go any part of field, it will. It's essentially the same as contains. So we've got Hill. No, you did find it already. Okay, so that's find. Go to just navigates between the records of the data sheet. So we go to the next record, go to the last record. This is the same as these navigation buttons here. Replaces if you want. It's the same as Control F, but we're not really. Well, that basically. Find is the binoculars, and then replace is when you want to actually find Hilton and replace it with another value, which isn't really what we're covering. Yeah, just wanted to quickly go over some of the native functionality of data sheets. Data sheets, very useful, very good for searching if you know how to do it properly. Although I do build custom search filters sometimes, I generally find that what Access has natively is more than sufficient for most of the cases that I use Access. So thank you for watching, and I shall see you in the next video.